News release. Brock University. Employees who use generative artificial intelligence, GAI, in Niagara's small businesses and nonprofit organizations tend to do so quietly and independently and are driven more by personal interest than by organizational direction, says new Brock University research. The Niagara Community Observatory's, NCO, recent policy brief, Navigating Generative AI. Implications for small businesses and nonprofits, shows that while employees may be enthusiastic about this emerging technology's potential to increase efficiency, the downsides of GAI should also be identified and addressed as part of a well-planned organizational strategy. When organizations fail to plan for GAI, they risk missing out on its benefits or, worse, encountering unintended consequences that could affect trust, efficiency, engagement or even employee well-being, says Assistant Professor of Communication, Popular Culture and Film Kate Cassidy, co-author of the brief. GAI, a popular example of which is ChatGPT, is used to create text, videos and images as well as solve problems. To understand the experience of GAI's early adopters, Cassidy, an Assistant Professor of Communication, Popular Culture and Film Michelle Chen interviewed 14 representatives of small and medium-sized enterprises and nonprofit organizations based in Niagara and Southern Ontario. Those interviewed ranged from chief executive officers to employees holding marketing, research, operations, administration and human resources positions. By serving as a sounding board or a brainstorming partner, GAI has helped our participants overcome blocks in the creative and writing process, says Chen. She says GAI is viewed as being more like an assistant, automating tasks that require low mental effort and allowing employees to spend more time on tasks that they enjoy, particularly ones that require problem-solving and critical thinking. But benefits were offset by concerns about GAI's content creation, including inauthentic, awkward style or tone of writing, factually incorrect and misleading information, biases that perpetuate sexism, racism and cultural stereotypes, unintentional copyright, trademark or patent infringement, insecurity of how user data information is stored, processed and potentially used. We heard that overusing GAI can leave employees feeling unfulfilled and disconnected from their work and the organization, says Cassidy. Some participants missed the sense of belonging that comes from collaborating with colleagues, and the creativity sparked by unique human experiences coming together during brainstorming. To address these and other concerns, and to leverage GAI's ability to make tasks carried out by humans more efficient, the authors list several recommendations for local small businesses, nonprofit organizations, governments, universities, colleges, and others. These include offering sector-specific workshops not only describing basic GAI use but also exploring digital literacy, how GAI can align with organizational goals and support collaboration and decision-making. Public education initiatives to explain how GAI works, how to increase digital literacy and to raise awareness of ethical issues surrounding GAI use. Toolkits that contain templates of guidelines, metrics and risk management checklists. Knowledge-sharing forums that discuss GAI's benefits and challenges. Business networks that keep on top of GAI regulations and help with access to affordable compliance consultation. Targeted support for nonprofit organizations to adopt GAI effectively. Representation of small businesses in provincial and national policy discussions regarding GAI access and compliance, with financial support for training and resources. Chen also says GAI doesn't replace critical thinking and creative skills. To fully benefit from the capabilities of GAI, one still needs to know the correct prompts to use as well as whether the output is accurate, which requires subject knowledge expertise that comes from experience and training, she says. Cassidy says GAI planning, policies and training shouldn't be left to chance. A balanced, thoughtful approach is essential to leverage this technology effectively while managing its potential downsides, she says.